Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Monday, February 14th. It's Valentine's Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart. Hey, if you want to get your sweetie flowers, stop by the bakery aisle and pick up some Robin Hood, Pillsbury's, and Old Mill, which are on sale today. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Certainly a good day to warm up with that someone special. Currently, minus 13, feeling more like minus 21, but we will work our way up to a high of minus 8 under mostly sunny skies and should warm up a little bit by tomorrow. And for today's random daily shout-out, let's shout out to those who really don't make a big deal of Valentine's Day. Take me, for example. I'm going to get my wife some small beads to fix her abacus. Because really, it's the little things that count.
Yes, I need everybody to rewind 10 seconds to see what Tamik Mao. Oh, well, we are ready to shower our significant others with love and tokens of affection on Valentine's Day. This day of love is celebrated in so many ways, and it's always exciting to see what new traditions are included and created year after year. Whether it's an elaborate engagement, an intimate dinner for two or more, or spending time with family or friends, or the most recent variation, Galentine's Day. That was a new one. You know, it's become inclusive of friends and family to show how much you care and love them. And I received a text wishing me a happy Palentine's Day today. So that was very swell to be acknowledged by a pal. Last year, my buddy Bob asked his wife what she wanted for Valentine's Day, and she asked for a spa day. He was so excited for her to open it and learn that it's really pronounced spade. So this year he asked her what she wanted and she told him she wanted a divorce. But I don't think he was planning on spending that much.
You can take out a loan.
Okay, it's time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, you know, I tried something new and I got Rain a box of Red Hot Chili Peppers for Valentine's. But she told me to give it away now.
Right now, right? So, I actually had, there was a song I had in mind and then I switched it based on our conversation this morning. And I just thought, you know, honestly, it's hard to be negative constantly when you do live and lead with love, right? Love is Chris Rock was talking about, people even talk about the fact that you don't really, can't really define what love is, but you know what it is when you feel it, right? And we're in need of that today. Stevie Wonder has a song that talks about love's in need of love today, but today the pick is Love Train by the OJs.
Favorite.
Right? And I was reading up a little bit about the song. It was written in 1972 by the great, prolific songwriters, Gamble and Huff. And at a time when, again, the Vietnam War was happening, you know, turmoil as usual, you know? And it was a song that really galvanized a lot of people. People at the concerts would, like, actually form the train and sing together. And I think we need to remember that a little bit. Nothing good happens without love, right? That is really the source of all good things. So let's remember that today and every day, but particularly today because it is Valentine's Day. And let's put on some really good, like old school, beautifully sung and written music and listen to the OJ's Love Train. What a beautiful song. Just encouraging us all over the world, right?
Yes.
No matter who we are, no matter what we're doing, to just, you know, have that love for each other. So that is my pick today, guys. Love Train, it's a great song. And it actually makes you feel happy and, you know, gives you that warmth and fuzzy inside.
What a perfect antidote to a case of the Februarys and a Monday. So that is going to be an awesome listen added to our playlist. It's getting in the show notes. And so now let's slide to Ventures with Venturo. I know there's going to be a heartfelt inspiration to share today.
You know what, guys? I'm following Tamik, man. I'm jumping on the love train, right? And in this day of love and talking about your significant others and sending out shout-outs to your pals and friends, I want you to think about some self-love as well, right? Loving yourself is vanity. Isn't vanity, it's sanity, right? The more you talk negative things in your life, the more you call them in. So I want you to speak victory, not defeat. And remember, don't be a victim of negative self-talk. Remember, you are listening, right? So for this week, positive self-talk, guys, and jump along the love train, share some love, love yourself, love others, and just send some words out for wisdom and prayer in the world so that we can all just love and live in love. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
All you need is love, love, love. It is Monday. Let's get to Monday's mystery.
Yeah, no, you know, Valentine's Day, sometimes you're not always around your love, and you know, so I was just thinking, like, if you phone your loved one on Valentine's with proposal, is that like giving her a ring?
Oh. No.
No, anyway, you know, speaking of like Valentine's, like, you know, the forgetfulness kicks in every so often. Like, I thought Valentine's was Wednesday, so I prepared a Wednesday's word instead of the mystery. That's why it was so lame today. I was just thinking, like, chocolate. You know, that's when you forget Valentine's and you have to use your kid's Halloween leftover candy.
I know you have to. You've been married too long to quote that stuff. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I have a question for you guys, right? What do you do when you've been with somebody for so long that you run out of ideas for what to buy them on Valentine's Day? What do you get?
Nothing.
Well, according to Mark, it's beads and an abacus.
Make it count.
Well, Venturo, my husband and I have been together for 37 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so we don't do the Valentine's stuff so much, because I've always said to him, you can't make up on one day if you don't treat me well the rest of the year.
That's Elaine.
Wow. That's it? He's mailed it in?
What she's really trying to say is she's very expensive.
So my husband said he'll be my slave for the rest of the day.
What are you doing here then?
I've left written instructions. I know. Thomas says that's no different from every day.
Every day is Valentine's Day in the Bernard household. Yeah.
Well, there you go, Venturo. You have some ideas there. I don't know if Africa's is going to go off, though. I think that's the problem.
I don't think so, man.
Yeah. I may be sleeping in one of Paul's winter yurts, actually.
Just do all the chores around the house today, Venturo. Oh, I think everybody will appreciate that.
Yes, Venturo, make sure you do those dishes.
And if you're going to do a winter yurt, make sure you do it more than 3 meters away from the tent.
You know, for all those who didn't listen to the pre-conversation, this is so nonsensical.
Recording.
Yeah.
And it's going to make it to air, too.
So maybe we should consider offline, everybody. And that is it for us today. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for continuing to follow. Have a great Monday and a great Valentine's Day, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl. Leave you smarter, happier, and more puzzled than you were yesterday.